13. The gunslinger resumed. At each of the 12 lesser portals, the great old one set a guardian. In my childhood, I could have named them all in the rhymes my nurse made and hacks the cook taught to me, but my childhood was long ago. There was the bear, of course, and the fish, the lion, the bat, and the turtle. He was an important one. The gunslinger looked up into the starry sky, his brow creased in deep thought. Then an amazingly sunny smile broke across his features, and he recited, "See the turtle of enormous girth. On his shell he holds the earth. His thought is slow but always kind. He holds us all within his mind. On his back all vows are made. He sees the truth but mayn't aid. He loves the land and loves the sea, and even loves a child like me." Roland uttered a small, bemused laugh. Hacks taught that to me, singing it as he stirred the frosting for some cake and gave me little nips of the sweet from the edge of his spoon. Amazing what we remember, isn't it? Anyway, as I grew older, I came to believe that the guardians didn't really exist, that they were symbols rather than substance. It seems that I was wrong. "I called it a robot," Eddie said, "but that's not what it really was. Susanna's right. The only thing robots bleed when you shoot them is Quake Estate 1040. I think it was what people of my world call a cyborg, Roland. A creature that's part machine and part flesh and blood. There was a movie I saw. We told you about movies, didn't we?" Smiling a little, Roland nodded. "Well, this movie was called RoboCop, and the guy in it wasn't a lot different from the bear Susanna killed. How did you know where she should shoot it?"
"That I remembered from the old tales as Hacks told them," he said. "If it had been up to my nursemaid, Eddie, you'd be in the belly of the bear now. Do they sometimes tell puzzled children in your world to put on their thinking caps?"
"Yes," Susanna said, "they sure do."
"It's said here as well, and the saying comes from the story of the guardians. Each supposedly carried an extra brain on the outside of its head in a hat." He looked at them with his dreadfully haunted eyes and smiled again. "It didn't look much like a hat, did it?"
"No," Eddie said, "but the story was close enough to save our bacon."
"I think now that I've been looking for one of the guardians ever since I began my quest," Roland said. "When we find the portal this Shardik guarded, and that should be only a matter of following its back trail, we will finally have a course to follow. We must set the portal to our backs and then simply move straight ahead. At the center of the circle, the tower." Eddie opened his mouth to say, "All right, let's talk about this tower. Finally, once and for all, let's talk about it. What it is, what it means, and most important of all, what happens to us when we get there." But no sound came out, and after a moment he closed his mouth again. This wasn't the time. Not now, with Roland in such obvious pain. Not now, with only the spark of their campfire to keep the night at bay. "So now we come to the other part," Roland said heavily. "I have finally found my course. After all the long years, I have found my course. But at the same time, I seem to be losing my sanity. I can feel it crumbling away beneath my feet, like a steep embankment which has been loosened by rain. This is my punishment for letting a boy who never existed fall to his death, and that is also Ka."
"Who is this boy, Roland?" Susanna asked.
Roland glanced at Eddie. "Do you know?" Eddie shook his head. "But I spoke of him," Roland said. "In fact, I raved of him when the infection was at its worst and I was near dying." The gunslinger's voice suddenly rose half an octave, and his imitation of Eddie's voice was so good that Susanna felt a coil of superstitious fright.
"If you don't shut up about that goddamn kid, Roland, I'll gag you with your own shirt. I'm sick of hearing about him. Do you remember saying that, Eddie?"
Eddie thought it over carefully.
Roland had spoken of a thousand things as the two of them made their tortuous way up the beach from the door marked the prisoner to the one marked the Lady of the Shadows, and he had mentioned what seemed like a thousand names in his fever-heated monologues. Alain, Court, Jamie DeCurry, Cuthbert, this one more often than all the others, Hax, Martin, or perhaps it was Martin, like the animal, Walter, Susan, even a guy with the unlikely name of Zoltan.